The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Friday, the 20th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here. Good morning, Christina. And we're going to ask Christina about what she did last night in a couple
good
minutes.
Morning. Okay.
All right, because she was down at the bridge last night.
Oh.
For the Think Pink extravaganza.
Yes, was it fabulous?
Yeah. It was really cool. If, to be honest, I was surprised. I totally forgot that there's a whole event. I just went for a walk for with my dog.
And they, we only talked about it for 18 hours.
Yeah, but they, I know, but it's me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, no, it's okay. Sometimes, you know, you hear things, but... until you actually visualize it.
So how was it?
Was it
the
birch
up? It was really cool. There was having like a little podium where like kids were dancing and singing. There was having a lot of different vendors, different food. Everybody was dressing pink.
Yes.
It was cool.
And for mistake, I dressed all in pink.
Good.
Oh, fantastic. And they had music and the bridge was lit up. I mean, that's one of the big things about the Think Pink.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love the fact that our Turtle Bay Bridge has been able to accommodate and doing those kinds of things. Well, let me give you a quick update with the weather. Decreasing clouds today, with our temperatures around 88 and overnight lows will be 58, with decreasing clouds or increasing clouds as well. Saturday partly sunny with a high near 75 with light and variable winds. Saturday night, we have about 20% chance of showers after 11, and Sunday, as we begin our day, about a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high near 64. Are you kidding? And there we go back up to Monday, 77, and we have like under 80 all next week. But as we prepare for this weekend, walking around, again, Sunday looks like we've got most 50% chance of showers, and then at night, chance of showers, then mostly clear. So then again, the skies open up, and then on Monday, we've got sunny day. So there you go. And the weather is brought to you by friends out at Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business where they do give veteran and senior discounts. And also with us, our favorite time of the week, and that is our very own Katrina from Haven Humane, who brings in always a wonderful adopt-a-pet.
She brought in Rodney.
I did.
And you know what? You and I tussle back and forth almost every week about the name of your pet.
Oh, yes.
But you hit it this time. This is Rodney.
Rodney is about 2 years old, we think, and he is definitely a pit mix. He's kind of what you think of when you think of a pit. Very short, very stocky, and he's honestly very mellow. Like right now, he's just laying on the ground.
On your feet?
Yeah.
He's black and white.
He's kind of gray. He looks kind of black because he's under the table, but he's like a gray and white.
Okay, he's gray and white. So, but he looks black. In the dark, he looks black.
Yeah.
So, black and white. Okay, so we're both right. I feel like Sheldon now on the Big Bang Theory.
How old is your pup? And again,
he's around 2 years old.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
he's got big paws. And he's very
friendly. He's going under the table.
Yeah, he's licking my hand right now. Okay, so tell us about
Rodney.
Four
white paws.
I know, he has like the little socks. He's very cute. Yeah, Rodney originally came to us as a stray. We've had him for about 2 months. He did come in with his sister, and she's already been adopted.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Except
Separation.
Yeah.
Well.
But he's very sweet.
Does he get along with other pups?
I would say so. I think he, for the most part, would like to like be the only dog in the home, just because he wants all the attention. But he seems to do fine just out and about.
When he's out with the other dogs.
Yeah,
no, that's good.
But he's very sweet. He's done really good with everyone. And he's also a really good dog for people, I think, if you had, like, small children, because he's not the kind of dog that's going to jump on them or knock them over or anything. He's friendly, but he's not super rambunctious. You know, he's okay. pretty easygoing. He's very
good
on the leash.
He's not
going to
one
well.
That's going to run around the house and crash into things. He kind of is more of a walker.
Yeah, he's definitely not a bull in a china shop, so to speak. He's a lot more mellow than that.
I've seen so many reels with pitties and small children, and it is, you know, it's their child. It's their
child. Do you still have the month of October? Do you still have the Bristle event going on with the free adoptions?
No, that did end. Okay. We wrapped that up on the 15th.
Okay. So is there anything right now as we get into the end of October or the beginning of November that we need to know as far as clearing the shelter?
We don't have any promotions going on right now. But that definitely doesn't mean you shouldn't come down and adopt. And a lot of our animals, too, have, you know, either reduced adoption fees or no adoption fees for various reasons. So definitely if you've been in the market for adding a new friend to your family, you should always come and check us out. You can always call us, too, 530-241-1653 if you have any questions.
That's great.
Somebody's rolling over on his back for a belly rub.
Yes, he is.
Oh, so do you go in the morning to the shelter, Haven Humane? And do you pick the dog out in the morning, or do you take the dog home with you the night before and then bring him to your media runs?
I definitely don't take them home with me, but I do pick them out usually like the day ahead.
Okay.
And yeah, so I usually know once I come in the morning who I'm taking and, you know, how that's going to be.
Do they get like a little crown on their kennel that says, pick of the week?
They have, we have a banner. We have a little banner that we put on there, so that way their kennel stands out a little bit
more. I like
more.
That.
So okay. how much is it to adopt Rodney?
So Rodney actually does have a fully sponsored adoption fee, so that means he doesn't have an adoption fee.
Oh, that was a big, like, I'm released. I am totally released this morning. Well, thank you so much for being with us. We always appreciate it, Katrina, and all the good work
What else is coming on with, Haven Humane here in the future? We've done Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yeah.
And so what's the next big event?
Well, something, we don't have a ton of events going on right now, but something really cool that is happening is Macy's is doing a special donation for us through the month of October. So until October 31st, if you go shopping at Macy's and you round up your change, they will donate it to Haven to help out our animals. So if you're getting some holiday shopping done early, definitely go to Macy's and you can help us out.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Rodney is I could see him in a family. I could see him on a walk down the trail. He's not a long-distance runner, probably.
No,
he's not. And but he would be great for the family. So thank you so
Definitely.
Much.
Yeah, thank you.
Katrina. And I want to remind everybody that Saturday night, that's tomorrow night, folks, at the Cascade Theater. We've just been given a handful of tickets that they've got left over because, of course, they've got some wonderful dancers that are that are starring in tomorrow night's show. I think this is going to be the final Dancing with the Stars. It's, I think, in its 15th year, and, of course, we had COVID that happened, and, of course, a couple years there, things didn't happen. So they're bringing it back.
This is the grand finale.
They're bringing it back, and I have the great honor of being one of the judges, so I'll be there tomorrow night. But if you are thinking there's so many events, maybe you've decided to do nothing, please, we have these tickets. We'd love to have you join us. And I'm going to take some calls tonight. We'll have the tickets delivered here at 8 o'clock in the morning. Give us a call at 530-605-4567. And that's the hotline, and we would love to, Christina's standing by, we're going to be giving those away this morning. I think I've got a handful, like 10.
Okay.
Please do call us, and if you can't make it in, give us your name, Christina. You'll take the name down, and I'll make sure that I text the Cascade, and they will have them at will call. I think it's really important that we support what's happening here with One Safe Place merging with the Children's Legacy Center. They're going to be talking about that tomorrow night. But the dancing is always fun. It's very glamorous.
So the tickets are going to be at will call.
Or they're going to be dropping off a handful this morning. So it's either way. If you can't make it in at 8 a.m., we'll get your name.
They've got till noon to pick them up today.
Right.
Okay. And if you can't make it, I was trying to understand.
Yeah,
that.
So I should have probably explained that. But Christina will know either. Are you coming in person to get the tickets? I don't know about you, but sometimes I like to have a hard ticket on me.
Yeah.
You know.
Or have my will call right there, right next to the box office. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Fort Winds Jewelry. Fort Winds Jewelry is locally owned, locally operated. It is a great place to buy your jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've got the only watchmaker in the area right there. They've got a fabulous selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Fort Winds Jewelry, another local business that we love to support. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirt, Stern Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard. Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join us for Simpson University's third annual Red Hawk Run 5K, Saturday, October 21st at 8 a.m. at Simpson University. Open to all ages and ability levels, the 2023 Red Hawk Run 5K benefits Hire Heroes, the most effective military veteran employment nonprofit in the country. Part of Simpson University's jam-packed homecoming weekend, you just can't miss the Red Hawk Run 5K. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/5K. That's simpsonu.edu/5K.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Devot. Today, Friday, the 20th of October, 7:19 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, it is a community bank, local board of directors, locally owned. They're just a great bank to do business with. We do business with Cornerstone, very happy with them. They got four branches, one in Red Bluff, one in Anderson, and two right here in Redding. To learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com. And on the line, we have Sarah Rigoni from Higher Heroes. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Hey, Simpson University is hosting a 5K this weekend, and all the proceeds will be heading to Higher Heroes. And can you tell us what your organization is?
Yes, first I just want to say thank you so much for Simpson University for thinking of us when they're, you know, celebrating their homecoming weekend and putting together this amazing Red Hawk 5K event. We are so thankful that we were thought of as, you know, gaining these incredible proceeds from this amazing event. So such a huge thank you from myself and everyone at Higher Heroes USA for the incredible support.
Well, I tell you what, the Simpson is ramping up their veterans organization that they have over there. They're putting a new building there. We've got another college here in town, Shasta College, a community college, that's also got a strong program to support veterans. Higher Heroes is just one of those entities out there that's working to get our veterans, help our veterans out. So can you tell us a little bit about you?
I'd love to, yes. So at Higher Heroes USA, our mission is to empower service members, veterans, and spouses to succeed in the civilian workforce. So we offer individual career guidance. We offer professional resume writing, interview training, skills, large-scale virtual career fairs. So we really try, and our goal is to meet the unique need of each individual we serve because, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all with veterans and military spouses. So our services are always free, and they never expire. So we're there for every client throughout each transition, each job move, anything that happens. We're there every step of the way with our veterans and military spouses.
Now, veterans can use this if, say, they're in one job and they come to you, and then what happens? Say, well, I'm a veteran, so I come to Higher Heroes and say, hey, I'm looking for a new job. What happens?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have transition specialists that would work one-on-one with you, any veteran, any military spouse, and they would really work to, you know, try to figure out what your goals are. Is this your first job outside of the military? Have you been in a job for 5 years and you're ready to move and to grow? And then they would really just help tailor your resume. You know, we have incredible corporate partners that we work with that have veteran hiring initiatives. So we have an amazing job board that veterans and military spouses can search on for employment. And so they would really just, you know, have an individual one-on-one conversation, figure out what your goals were and how we can best help you achieve those goals in the civilian workforce.
Now, are you located in, where are y'all located at?
Yeah, so we are a nationwide organization. A good chunk of our staff is made up of veterans and military spouses, so we're fully remote. We're headquartered in Georgia, but we are a nationwide organization, so we serve military spouses and veterans all across the country.
Okay. So the how long has Higher Heroes been around?
Yeah, so since inception, we've been around for several years, and since inception, we've helped over 85,000 people secure new careers. So we've done a lot of work in a short amount of time.
85,000, wow.
Yes.
Now you've got what you all do is the groundwork, like going to companies and corporations, and you're finding out what's out there, and then when a veteran or their spouse calls in. You may already have spots out there for them that they wouldn't even be thinking of. Is that correct?
It is. We do. Like I mentioned, we have an incredible, incredible partnerships with businesses and companies and organizations who want to hire veterans and military spouses. And so we work with them to provide products and services like our job board and like our virtual career fairs. So it's really, we have a full approach that we're helping veterans and military spouses, but we're also helping our corporate partners with their veteran and military spouse hiring initiative.
Yeah, I always thought that if I went into some of these big corporations, I could walk in there and I could say, you know, obviously you're diverse in here, but how many veterans are sitting up here on the top echelons of your business? And I bet the numbers wouldn't be as big as the other
You know, not as big as I would hope so. You know, as I'm a military spouse and my husband just retired from the Air Force after 20 years. And, you know, if I might be a little biased, but I can definitely tell you that I do think veterans and military spouses are some of the most underutilized, you know, people in out in the workforce, because they just, they have such special skills. They're not afraid of hard work. You know, they learn quickly, they adapt quickly. So I just think, yes, I think that sometimes veterans and military spouses are, can be an overlooked and underutilized, sector of the workforce. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I feel. You know, that I know that, in, some places you get, like for a state job or a city job or a county job, you can, you'll get a, they'll give you an extra points if you're a veteran. But it's not like that in everywhere.
It's not. And so that's, you know, that's one of the things that we're trying to help happen as well in the civilian workforce, is to just help companies recognize the value and the benefit of hiring veterans and military spouses, that they're going to get an incredible group of human beings that are coming to work from them, who, you know, really take a sense of pride in their work and, you know what it means to work hard and to be committed to a job. And so that's definitely what we do on the corporate side of things, is help businesses and corporations recognize the amazing benefits of hiring our veterans and military spouses.
Is there any, you know, I don't want, mean to put you on the spot here, but I will. Are there any corporations out there that, you know, are actively seeking veterans when they're, when, you know, in their job force?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have some incredible partners that we get to partner with. We partner with CarQuest and Home Depot and, you know, really some Amazon. We have Wells Fargo. I could, the list is so long, and I definitely don't want to leave anyone out of it. So
if any of our
partners are listening, an incredible thank you to them as well. But yeah, you know, there are some really amazing companies out there that are really working hard to increase veteran hiring and just increase awareness and, you know, share with their networks what an amazing opportunity it is to hire veterans and military spouses. So yeah, we are so fortunate to partner with some really incredible corporate partners.
And this, of course, is for enlisted, staff NCOs, NCOs, officers, everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
When they're making that transition.
Absolutely, yep. It doesn't matter if you served for 4 years, and are getting out, if you served for 20 years and are getting out. It doesn't matter if you've been out for 15 years and you are just now thinking of using our services. If you are a veteran or a military spouse, it doesn't matter where you are in your journey. We offer support and help for whatever stage you're at in life.
Well, this is a great organization. I've read up on you all, and otherwise I wouldn't have called or asked you to be on. But then Simpson University has started this relationship with you. They are actively recruiting veterans to come to their university because it's a great university, and two, they have this really strong veterans organization there. So I'm really glad and happy that they were able to partner up with you all.
Oh, we are too. We are so appreciative, and we are also, you know, not only for being, you know, the benefactor of this amazing event, but also for the work that's being done at Simpson University to help support that veteran population. That's incredible work. So we're so appreciative.
Okay, so now how do people get a hold of you all?
Yes, absolutely. That's always my favorite part of the conversation. So several different ways. You can find us online at hireheroesusa.org. You can also follow us on social media accounts. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, what used to be Twitter, and Instagram. So the website's always a great place to start. We have a ton of information on there. If veterans or military spouses looking for services, go to the website. If you're a business that wants to hire veterans, go to the website. So that's kind of always that's a great place to start.
Okay. Sarah, you're very effective, by the way.
Oh.
That's
well,
Sarah,
she's a wonderful spokesperson.
Yeah, yes. Sarah Ragone with an E.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that.
That's right.
Now, do you live in Georgia? Now, they're based out of Georgia, but it sounds like you could be anywhere to help out people.
Exactly. Yep. I'm in Michigan. I think I'm maybe the lone staff in Michigan. So, the winters I think might scare people off here, but.
No. That's absolutely is. No, I love Michigan until September hits, and then.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thanks
Hire
so much.
Heroes. And give us one more time. Tell us how do people get a hold of you.
Yes, you can please find us online at hireheroesusa.org or follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And we would, you know, like I said, love to support veterans and military spouses out there, businesses. And I just can't thank you enough for your time and can't thank Simpson University enough for this amazing support. It really does, you know, take a village to support our veterans. And so we are so thankful for any help that we can get along the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being with us. All right.
Thank you again.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break.
Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you.
This is a portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, a locally-owned business, Jeff Wurst. He repairs windshields.
I got a chip.
I know.
Little chip.
A chip. He can fix chips, and he fixed chips. We have people call in and say, or send us text and say, oh, I went down to Jeff, and it was so good. And he goes down there, he fixes them, chips or us. Cracks up to 2 feet in length, he can fix those in your windshield. And he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, you know, because sometimes a chip, I don't know if that's, you know, I'm just going to live with that. Well, that could cause a problem when it gets really cold outside, and it's getting there now. So take your car, truck, RV down for a free inspection analysis to 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Rob Burrows is going to be with us.
Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you see my love shine through the dark? Can you see that you must be a part of that beat in my heart? That beat in my heart. That
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the post office saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonti in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonti. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Come explore new cultures with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciproca, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, October the 20th, 7:35 in the morning, and it's 60 degrees out there.
Today looks like we're going to have, temperatures are going to get to be about 89. I don't know where I got. Yeah, 88, overnight lows of 58. And by the way, I just want to say good morning, and for those of you who are just tuning in and getting yourselves going, I do have just as notified this morning at Will Call, if you wish to go to Dancing with the Stars, which is tomorrow night, love to see you there. We do have a way of getting your name to Will Call, so do give us a call this morning at 605-4567. That's the hotline. Christina's standing by. It's going to be a fantastic show, very glamorous, at the Cascade Theater tomorrow night. Let us know how many tickets you want, and I'll make sure that your name is at the box office next to the Cascade Theater.
That's right. And Linda's going to be judging. I will be in the audience someplace.
Because you were a former champion.
I was.
Get ready. They'll probably bring all of the former champions up on stage.
Good luck. Anyway, give us a call. Hey, I'm with retired senior chief.
Senior chief, yes.
Rob Burrows.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. It's been a while.
It has been, boy. We
know I see you all the time.
We've been running gangbusters.
I know, and you've got so many things going on, and this has just been a crazy, crazy, crazy ton. The stand down's going
right
down at the fairgrounds, and they should be going full steam today.
Yes,
I was down there yesterday at 6:30. By myself and Dave Cockrell. We talked to each other, so I said, I'll be back. So I'll be back there tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we'll be doing a show from there.
Great.
Yeah. But you're here because you've got a big event coming up next Friday.
We have, yes, another big event coming up. We just had our Big Iron Soldier Ride for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services.
I saw that.
85 riders, and so it was a great event over at Shasta Harley-Davidson. So thank you to Shasta Harley-Davidson.
Everybody ride together.
And so, what's that?
Did everybody ride together? Was it 85 riders in a line, or did you all send people out in groups?
No, everybody went and they just followed the leader. Everybody went out to there. It was a great ride up to Bernie.
Yeah, if you have never ridden in a long line of Harley guys, well, first of all, you just hope everybody can ride as well as you do.
We had one bike go down.
Did you lead it?
No, I did not. I can't ride because of my engine, my lip back, and I ride.
Oh, okay. So being the lead guy is okay, except you got to worry about if you're trying to keep everybody together, that you're just not out there going, oh, yeah, man, I'm doing great, and you find yourself doing, and people are strung out 12 miles.
Well, everybody had a map, so they knew where they were going. So, And it's pretty much at a regular pace. I mean,
yeah.
And it was a great event. Everybody got up there, and we served them lunch, and they all enjoyed that. We had pulled pork barbecue lunch up there for them. It was a little drizzly, but it was everybody really enjoyed themselves. So now all of that fundraising went for Homeward Bound.
Okay.
So in this event, the Monster Mash Bash.
Yeah, that's coming next Friday.
Next Friday night, and we want to let people know that this is our regular Mash Bash, but we're calling it the Monster Mash Bash because it's right here at the Halloween season. So we invite everybody to be able to come and dress up like either a MASH character from MASH 4077, the TV show, or they can just come as any kind of character that they'd like to. And so it's going to be a fun evening. We're going to have music. There's going to be dancing. We'll be raising money for the Veterans Museum, Northern California Veterans Museum, and Homeward Bound. So all of our drawing items go to Homeward Bound. The funding comes from that, and that helps promote shipping boxes overseas. And that also helps us for our Christmas meals for our local veterans and senior veterans at Christmas and Thanksgiving. And so this is a really important event for us to raise funds to be able to take care of our veterans that are in need here locally.
Yeah, we've got, this community does a lot for our veterans, and it's not enough, of course.
It's never enough because there's so many needs.
Yeah, and we're talking about, I was sitting with Rob in a meeting years ago, and you all y'all's organization took on paying electricity for a veteran who had lost his electricity, been turned off. And you turned it right back on, but we were finding out how can we make sure veterans don't get their electricity.
Well, this last weekend we split 5 cords of oak, and 3 cords of those immediately went to senior veterans that were in need that can't lift oak or move oak anymore.
Oh, that's great.
And so we've got another 10 cords of oak to split that was donated to us, and that'll be going to veterans that are in need that can't afford $500 for a cord of oak. So
is that how much it costs now?
Between $300 and $500, depending upon where it's delivered and things like that.
Wow.
So, county delivery and all that, and you stack form and everything. Yeah.
Yes, we'll deliver it. Sometimes they want to stack it themselves, but the biggest thing is that they can't afford that cost. And so we'll actually be giving some more wood away at our event as part of one of our drawing items. And so we'll deliver that within 25 miles from the Anderson area. And we don't always stack it for you, but you get a pile of oak.
You know, what's amazing about that is that some of us tend to forget. We have friends that live off the grid.
Right.
And they warm their house by their stove.
I warm my house by my stove.
So people forget, and you want wood that burns clean.
Sure.
So, you know, I remember in Sacramento, I used to buy a certain kind of cord of wood that was 3 feet long because I had a larger fireplace. And I think at that time, it's doubled in price. But of course, this is 20 some years ago. But when I think about that service and how people don't really, they forget that there are people just as like yourself that warm their house with firewood.
Yes. I mean, that's a major basic need of anybody that has a wood stove is if without the wood, there is no heat. And so by us being able to provide it, sometimes we provide a half a cord up to a cord. And then we just do a cord at a time so we can spread that wealth around. Because if one person takes 3 cords, there's 2 other people we can't help. And so we try to help them through that situation. So
And the thing about it, these wood-burning stoves that you have there, you see them in a lot of places. And they, with the cost, if you're not living in, well, even you're living in Redding, but it really cuts back on the cost of gas, electricity.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah, and so they can save money that way.
Well, by the time you figure you rent a splitter, you add your chainsaws, upkeep maintenance, and then you pay for the fuel and the oil, and then whatever the gas is to deliver because it's $5 a gallon, $6 a gallon, and the labor to load that. I mean, it's all done by volunteers with us, but if you're in a businessman, that's why you have to raise those prices. Plus, it's just so expensive.
Yeah. Okay, tell us something. Okay, the Monster Mash Bash is going to be Friday, October 27th.
A week from today.
2023. And all the funds are going to go back into our veterans community.
Before all the ticket sales and all that go to the Northern California Veterans Museum. And then the funding that comes from all of our drawing items, those items, that goes to Homeward Bound and Silver Star Widows. And those will be feeding veterans. So this isn't just a party and a great time. You're really helping us to help our veterans in the community. And so it's really important. This is a fundraiser to continue moving through the holiday season because last year we served between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we served almost 275 senior veterans with turkeys, hams, and a week's worth of groceries during Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so that's a lot of mouths to feed. That's a lot of seniors that wouldn't have a turkey otherwise. A turkey feeds them for an entire week.
So tell our listeners, if you will, a visual about that. Where do you do that, and how can someone contribute?
Okay, so at any time, just like this, if you want to buy tickets for this event, you can go to the NorCalVeteransMuseum.org. NorCalVeterans.org. And on that website is a PayPal. And also, that's where the event center is for buying your tickets for this event. And so they can go there at any time. They can also call us at the museum phone number, which is 530-378-2280. 378-2280. And you can call us. You can set up a time. You can send us a check. You can come in, visit the museum, and hand us a check. We're constantly looking for opportunities to move forward. And this is a tight economy. We understand it's a tight economy. All the nonprofits out there are just, everybody's kind of scratching for those dollars. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of nonprofits in Northern California to donate to. But this comes right back into the – nobody gets a wage in our facility whatsoever. This is all a labor of love. So everything that comes in goes right back out. We do maximum utilization of available resources. So everything that's donated to us, whether it's in kind or whether it's they donate blankets to us or they donate jackets to us, or we have a Warmer Vet program coming up. Our Warmer Vet will be during Christmas time, and that's when we'll hand out jackets and hats and scarves and mufflers. And so the things that come into us, we hand back out into the community where there's a need. And so we're always asking for ladies that are out there doing knitting, if they want to knit hats or scarves or mufflers or things like that. Those come to us brand new, or to Afghans. Those come to us. We make sure they're clean, and then they go right back out. We have a lot of widows that we take care of, military widows, through our Silver Star Veterans and Widows program. And so those, they, every Christmas when we have our widows and senior veterans, they get an Afghan. If we have them in stock, they get them. Because we don't have time to keep it. We don't have locations to keep all this. So we, through the year, we hoard, we get all this together, and then we just give it all out at the time that they're in need. And a lot of times these widows, the husband passes, they lose their benefits, they're scraping to keep it together, and we take them groceries, we take them easy chairs that are donated to us. We take them the scarves. And when you hand a senior lady, and one that we take care of up in Shasta Lake City, she's 94 years old. Her husband's a World War II veteran. And when we take her items, and last year we gave her an Afghan, and she was just so thrilled. She was beside herself that somebody cared enough.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break and hang in here for a second, Rob, and we're going to come back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I just talked to Judy Maxwell yesterday. She came in here.
Oh, nice.
And, because the Rotary Haunted House down there.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much going on.
Yeah, down there by Turtle Bay is running, started last night. And she gave us two tickets to go to this. And I told her I don't go to places that purposely scare me.
You're like in Iraq.
Well, but that was different. I mean, you're armed and you're surrounded and you're with your other Marines and
CBs.
And CBs and things like that. But just to walk into a place to have somebody with a chainsaw chase me around. But we will go there. I've got two tickets. But anyway, I saw Judy, and I'm going to get her in soon to talk about the conditions of the insurance here in California. It's just not good. But she's got ideas, and she can explain to everybody what's going on with insurance. But with that and the economy, if you're looking for a second opinion or a free review and analysis of your insurance, your retirement plans, your 401k, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441, and they'll set up an appointment for you. Judy's been helping people, veterans, family, seniors, business owners since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, good people there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Hey, this is Anderson Business for bringing us this segment. It's NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. You know, I love driving a backhoe. I love it. And I can actually do it after being down there and learning how to run it. If I can run a backhoe...
Makes you feel manly. Yeah,
anybody can.
Well, when we get out to the museum property, there's lots of backhoe work. So I'll expect you to volunteer.
You rent the backhoe, I'll be there. You get it from NorCal Tractor and Equipment, whether it's for a day, a year, or just buy yourself one. From the very small ones that work in your backyard to the large, they have it all. It's locally owned, locally operated, young couple out there that support our community in a lot of ways. That's NorCal Tractor and Equipment, located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. And Linda and I are here with Rob Burrows, retired senior chief of the Navy, CB guy, so it's a little bit different. He's a hybrid. He's somewhere between the Navy and the Marine Corps.
Dirt sailor.
The dirt sailors. anyway, and he is instrumental in building. In fact, he's the reason we're building the Northern California Historical Museum up here, Military Museum. It's going to be in Anderson. Up behind,
it's south of Walmart on Wander Road. And a half acres is our campus.
Right. And you've been collecting all types of stuff.
Our collection grows every single day.
Since I've been here, you've got tons of stuff.
Yeah, well, it's not just the equipment that we have, but we have so many. We have over, right now, we have over 750 military uniforms from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. And so, not only that, we've just received a major World War II aviation collection of over 100 different paintings and artist renderings that are all signed by World War II veterans. It's amazing.
Well, our guest this year is going to be James Harker out of Orange County at the Marine Corps Ball, which is going to happen on November 10th, by the way, everybody. It's a great event. And he is instrumental in building the Marine Corps Aviation Museum at El Toro. He's bringing in aircraft from all over, so it might be interesting for you to give him, you know, talk to him
right
about that and what it's taking to do that. And he, because the museum was out in Miramar, but they're going to put it right there on the grounds of El Toro, the old Marine Corps.
I was at the one at Miramar.
Yeah. Well, they're moving all that stuff up, and they're opening up a new place there. And it's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
It's not easy. So what do you do with all this stuff? Because I've seen your stuff. I mean, not all your stuff, but everything from ambulances to trucks to, oh, my gosh, Jeeps and armored vehicles. Do you still have armored vehicles?
We still do. In fact, another piece that we received here just 2 years ago is a 1865 fire handcart. Was
1865.
And so it's in the process of being restored. It'll be on display as part of our Civil War display.
Is that pump thing?
It is. Two guys on each hand pulled by horses. And so it's just absolutely amazing the different artifacts that we receive. And so, we just received another ambulance also. So now we'll have two. So we have the MASH ambulance, and then we'll have another one. We have two jets that we have out at the Reading Airport that we'll be moving to the campus as soon as we get the ground set up where it'll support them.
Why don't you just fly it over there?
Well, I'd love to, but it takes a 12,000-foot runway. It's a little short on the hill.
You could you take it on 273 and just stop traffic.
That's right.
So, okay. We're talking about the MASH, the Monster MASH Bash, though. It's going to be next Friday. Now, on Monday, I'm going to be giving away tickets for this. Not today, because we're giving away all types of tickets. I don't want to confuse anybody. But Monday, we're going to give away, and each one of these tickets is worth, for two people to get in, they're worth $100.
Yes, they are.
Two tickets are worth $100, and it's going to be at the Anderson VFW post down there. Everybody knows where that's at in Anderson. It's going to be next Friday. It's going to go from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., so you don't have to stay out too late.
Nope. And we're going to be having some great tri-tip and roasted chicken, and we'll also be having, for vegetarians, there'll be salads and vegetarian lasagna, but it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. And so it's a great opportunity for you to come. Eat, enjoy, have some great music. There'll be a dance floor if you want to get out there and shake your uniform or your costume. We'll have costume contest. There'll be giveaway for the best woman and best man dressed for the costume.
Okay.
And then we'll be having firearms from Bastiani Arms. So we'll have firearms. And we've been working with Gold Mart, so we have coins. So we have silver coins and bullion that will be actually in part of our drawings and auction. So it's a great opportunity. I mean, you're not just showing up and there's something on the table. You're showing up, and these are quality items that would actually be used in a museum, and they're strictly for the event. And so this is a great opportunity. So when you're coming, if you invest in the drawing, you know you get a silver coin in your hand. That's an investment piece. So it's not like you're getting a bottle of wine and glasses. This is something that helps you, especially right now in such a tough economy. And so that's why we're trying to uptrend and go through these nicer items. And so once again, thanks to Goldmark for working with us and helping with us and to be able to make these things happen for our guests and the people who support the museum.
Okay, now you've got a sponsor tables for $800. Did I get that right?
It's $800 for a table of eight, and they get a drawing package of $450. So that drawing package includes all those great items, including handguns and things like that. So you buy a table for your business or for a group of friends, and you go, boom, right off the bat, you have opportunity to get a handgun or a rifle and or silver coins.
And also, since it's a 501, this is all tax deductible.
That's right. They can write the entire event off.
There you go. Okay. Now, if you just want to go or take somebody, it's $50. And to purchase tickets, you go to norcalveteransmuseum.org or call 530-859-378.
2280. Oh, the number you're calling there, that's Michelle, and she's the one that's also taking those calls.
Okay.
So, yes.
Yeah, that's the big number you have.
Yes.
But it didn't seem like it's the one you said. So, let's do the 530-859-3176. And we're going to be giving tickets away next week, so keep on your speed dial. We'll start giving these away Monday. I've been to these before, and it's just a great time. And it supports a great cause. All the proceeds are going to?
They're going to the Veterans Museum as we build, and that helps keep our doors open through this winter season. And then also, all of the drawing items, when you purchase drawing tickets, that funding goes to Homeward Bound and Silver Star Widows. So that money actually goes right back into the community, helping our veterans that are in need. And we have a lot of widows and veterans in need. And so, If the money doesn't come in, it can't go out. So it's funds in, funds out, and we're looking for anybody's support to help us with this as we move forward. These people live around us. They're in our community, and we need your help to make it happen.
We really appreciate so much that you do for the veterans here. And how many do we have, do you like, roughly, in the North State?
Well, right now we're looking at about 16,000. We were up over 20,000, but because we've had such a great loss passing away, that we're reducing our numbers, but still 16,000 plus the wives, plus the children.
Plus, when you add all that on, it could be well over a third of the state are veteran related. Okay, thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to give these tickets away starting Monday. All right, we're going to take a break and we're for the news, and we'll be back with House of Realty.
Fund America's national security needs to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine.
The proposal, which Mr. Biden called a smart investment, will be unveiled later today. Officials indicate the request will be for tens of billions of dollars. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, so far he's failed in his bid to become Speaker of the House, isn't giving up the quest.
There's been multiple rounds of votes for Speaker before. We all know that. I just know that we need to get a Speaker as soon as possible so we can get to work for the American people.
And Jordan remains hopeful that he will have that Speaker's gavel, perhaps by the end of the day. Police in Maryland have identified a person of interest in the shooting death of a circuit court judge, 52-year-old Judge Andrew Wilkinson, found in the driveway of his Hagerstown, Maryland home. Around 8 last night, he died at the hospital. The judge presided over the divorce case of the person of interest now being sought and identified by police as 49-year-old Pedro Argote. The Army private who fled across the DMZ into North Korea and then was later returned to the U.S. by the North Koreans faces desertion and child pornography charges. That's according to the AP, which says it got a look at the charging documents in the case. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. So far, right now, the Dow down 153 points. And the Nasdaq Composite Index is off 179, the S&P trading 40 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
4 women have been killed, 13 other people injured, a crowd crush outside a stadium in western Kenya.
Thousands of people had arrived in the small town of Kericho to take part in the celebrations for Kenya's Mashujaa or Heroes Day. They began to enter the stadium around 1 a.m., but local police said the crowd panicked when a stallholder spilt tea outside one of the entry gates and the steam was mistaken for tear gas. Despite the casualties, the celebrations went ahead as planned and were led by the Kenyan president, William Ruto, when he arrived later in the morning. The police said they were conducting an investigation into the incident.
The BBC's Rachel Wright. The Australian government deciding against cancelling a Chinese company's 99-year lease on strategically important Darwin Port, despite U.S. concerns that foreign control could be used to spy on its military. The Department of the Prime Minister says an investigation of the lease has determined that current monitoring and regulation measures are adequate. Townhall.com. What kind of winter will it be? Well, the experts are out with their best guess.
Federal forecasters are predicting the north to get warmer than normal and the south wetter and stormier. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Thursday winter outlook predicts a strong El Nino will heavily moderate and change the storm tracks of what America is likely to face from December to February. Most of the country is predicted to be warmer than normal, with that warmth stretching north from Tennessee, Missouri, Nebraska, and Nevada, along with nearly all of California. Keith Peters reporting.
The housing market continues to struggle. The cost of borrowing for a home surging again this week, keeping the average long-term mortgage rate at its highest level since December of 2000. The average rate for the benchmark 30-year home loan rising to 7.63%, up from 7.57% last week. A year ago, the rate was averaging 6.94%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You know that Cameron was standing at the window and showed us his backside?
Yeah, he was doing it because...
He did it on purpose! Were you shunning us?
No, he was waiting till the last walk in.
Oh, okay. Turned around and gave the old look.
Good morning, everybody. Today is Friday, October the 20th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning there, Christina. And
good morning.
Linda has the weather, and we got Susan waiting.
All right. Decreasing clouds today. Our high is 59 right now. We're going to get to be let me get my English lips together. We are going to have around 88 today with our overnight lows of 58. Partly sunny Saturday with a high of 75, overnight lows of 55 with slight chance of showers on Saturday night, and Sunday calls for about 50% chance of showers with our high sky temperature around 64 with those cloudy skies again on Saturday night, overnight lows of 53, and Monday, sunny, 77, and let's just talk about the fact that we do have like this cloudy and chance of shower weekend ahead of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts.
A veteran-owned business.
That's right, 365-3793. And it's Friday morning, so that must mean that we get to hear our market with Susan Eastman, who's the Vice President of Investments with Stifel. That's spelled S-T-I-F-E-L. Good morning, Susan Eastman. What is happening?
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are under pressure this morning after the 10-year note, top 5% early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 135 points at 33,280. The S&P 500 is off 35 points at 4,242. And the NASDAQ Composite is losing 167 points at 13,018. Active stocks this morning, Tesla down $5.49, trading at $2.14.61, AT&T positive 44 cents at $15.69, Amazon down $2.97, trading at $125.42, AMD off 8 cents at $102.33. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield at this moment 4.933%. Over to commodities, gold is at $14 an ounce at $1,993. Silver positive 57 cents at $23.64 per ounce, and crude oil is priced and stuck at $89 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Well, thank you, Susan. They have you on your toes.
Bet you're glad it's Friday, huh?
Oh, my God.
I know. This is a really long week.
Yeah, you know what? And you're amazing.
But you know what? You stick it out.
We'll
You tell everybody that. And I love your disposition. You know, again, that's Susan Eastman at Stifel Investments. Thank you so much.
And have a great weekend.
You bet.
And before we
can reach Susan at 530-244-7199, located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. There you go.
All right. Was that your tag?
That was your tag.
All right. Hey, you guys, before we get into our next wonderful segment, I want to remind you that tomorrow night, I know there's so many things going on. It's October and everybody's alive and on fire, but tomorrow night is the final Dancing with the Stars. And we know that One Safe Place is going to be merging with the Children's Legacy Center. And tomorrow night we have some incredible dancers. I do have tickets. I will be taking calls right now. It's 530-605-4567. If you can make tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for a super glamorous event and you like to go, please do call, and I will make sure your name is at will call. So, again, let's make that happen here in the next hour. Christine is standing by to take your information. That's tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater with Dancing with the Stars.
At Will Call, right there next to the box office.
605-4567, waiting for your call for those tickets.
Okay. Well, we're here with House of Realty and our regular monthly meeting that we have here with our favorite real estate company. And we have Bruce and Cameron Middleton with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I like, you know, it was, we were talking during the news break, and what Bruce says, he goes, well, yeah, Cameron's coming, but we're never, but just a little bit early. It's only 8:03 in the morning for him to show up. And so we look outside, and there's Cameron just standing there looking at his watch, you know.
I've been around the corner having coffee for a while now.
Oh,
but
really?
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to come in before 8:04.
Right. That's what I just said.
It's tradition
to
now.
Rob Burrows. I said he'll run around the corner at 8:04, just like you're watching Roadrunner.
Efficient use of time.
You hear this? We should have a little sound clip for you.
Christina says that's doable. So
it is doable.
Well, so. House of Realty. Let's talk about which. Let's get right down to it. You know, and today when I go to everything that you need to know in headlines, it says today that 7.63 is the today's number. That's the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage in the U.S., impacting affordability for many potential home buyers. So what say you and what's happening here in the North State?
Well, and actually, the after the Fed chair yesterday did an interview and had some comments, the rate is actually the average per Mortgage Daily News went up on a 30-year to 8.03. So we crossed 8%.
Okay, so that's just yesterday.
And the 10-year Treasury went above, as Susan just Eastman just mentioned, above 5% yield for the first time in, I think, what, 23 years?
So what's that tell us, guys?
Inflation?
The Fed doesn't believe, chair anyway, that they fully have a hold on inflation yet. So that's why you still have the upward pressure on the rates.
Which slows down the economy, which is the idea, right?
Is the idea.
Because they don't want the economy just to work itself out.
There's speculation there'll be one more bump this year, and I think that's in November. And
I heard last night it could be two. But well, one's bad enough. But
yeah. But I expect at least one.
At least one.
Yeah.
So that 8%, you may want to get that 8% loan if you're looking.
Well,
for
you guys have been in the business for so many years. You, Bruce, I know that you talked about the fact that, and Carl too. 14%, 17%.
I think it was higher than that sometimes.
Yeah, I think it peaked around 18 or something, but I think right around Jimmy Carter I think the prime hit 23 at one point, and the mortgage rates were below that. But, you know, you get up 16, 17, 18, and although prices were much, much lower back then. And so I remember, I think I bought a house in 1976. It was 2,000 square feet with a swimming pool, and I think I paid $56.5 for it. And
I remember buying one in like 74, 75 in Oceanside on top of a hill where you had a distant view of the ocean. It wasn't like you're on the ocean by any means, but it was $40,000.
Yeah.
Should have held on to that one.
Yeah, it's worth 100 times that now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, we sold it a year later because got orders and probably should have hung on to that. Because, you know, we could just use base housing, and we made $6,000 off it in a year.
Yeah.
And thought, hey, we were in tall cotton.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So,
you're
right. That house,
everything.
That house right now, I'm just wondering how much it would be worth.
Well, look at the house that you grew up outside of the Bay Area when, well, not, you were there for a little while. And
my parents lived there.
Right. Yeah. And so I know for my folks, I don't know if you guys remember in Sacramento, the String Brothers homes. Okay.
Absolutely.
So my parents built the String Brothers home off of Crandall Drive, which would in Wilhagen, which is a desirable neighborhood. And I think they paid $40,000, or maybe it was less than that, and then had a pool put in. And that's where I went to high school, Rio, in that area. But those homes now are $700,000-$900,000 for those
easily.
One story. Yeah.
Easily. And what's interesting is that Sacramento area, Roseville, Rockland, everything down there, a lot of the Bay Area people are moving up there, which further drives their prices up, but yet they're less than half of what they're leaving.
Right.
Yeah.
So pay cash.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, a lot of our sales are cash still to this day.
Well, we got to take a break, but I want to bring that back and then over something I just heard yesterday, too. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation, as noted by the Watson Health Institute. They're the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less intrusive surgery, faster recovery times. And also they've become that teaching hospital where they've got 13 new residents there. It's a three-year program. Next year, another 8 to 10 or 12 residents come in. And where do all these doctors go to? Well, they are working in the hospital. They're working at the VA clinic. They're working at the Rancheria clinics. They're working with the specialist here in town. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
As a way to pay our respects and show gratitude to all the men and women who have served our country, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to invite you to join us for our Veterans Day special on Saturday, November 11th. Come in, relax, and let us serve you. Present your military ID and enjoy a free two-egg starter breakfast in Creekside and a free prime rib dinner in Seasons. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to nanowrimo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dursch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paver are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dursch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or just come see us at 6023 Turn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
We're going to stay at the Y.
to see Carl doing the YMCA dance. It's,
or not.
Yeah. it is beyond,
into,
I don't know.
Into your brain cells now.
Yeah, it is, you know, Wild Hogs doesn't even have a close second to Carl's YMCA dance. And by the way, we still have those tickets. We're actually taking your names and your calls, and we're putting, I'm going to be in touch with, Kimberly, who is now taking over the Children's Legacy, and, it's the one safe place. The last and final Dancing with the Stars tomorrow night at the Cascade Theater. Please come. I'm judging. It's going to be so glamorous. And we'd love to have you there.
You don't have to dress glamorous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a beautiful night. You just are going to enjoy so many of our local celebrities and people that are dancing and, for a good cause. So, I have a couple tickets, so please give us a call at 530-605-4567. I'll make sure your list, your name is on the list of will call. That's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Cascade Theater.
Okay, and there's a couple other things. Reading Haunted House is at the Monolith. It's going to be running this weekend and next weekend. You can head on down there and just sign up. Or you can give them a call at 530-510-3408. North Valley Stand Down's going on full swing right now, and tomorrow at from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you've got the Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center in Anderson, International Foods and Kids Activities. It's all free and open to the public, multicultural music, dance, speakers, martial arts, Native American practices, on-site health screenings, and that goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center down in Anderson. Good time for all. Okay, we're here with House of Realty, the dean of all the realtors here in town. It's been here for
65.
So we're getting up to almost 59.
Mm. So you started there just as a child. And
pretty much.
And Cameron started as a child.
I did, actually.
And still there. So
statute of limitations is up on the child labor thing. But, yeah, I think first time he put me down at a job shack at a subdivision, I think it was 12.
I think that's right.
He said, you can't tell anybody what the price is or anything else. I'm going to be at the other job shack. You be at this one. And it was at Quail Ridge, right?
Yeah.
12 years old, he said, all right, there was a phone that just went from one to the other. And he said, just point to the flyers, have them take one, call me, and I'll come over. It's my first shift.
That's true. We had four houses on one street, and then we're building 19 in another. Yeah, and so couldn't do them both. I mean, so he sat at one.
I bet he did just as well then.
He was late. No, I'm kidding.
He was late.
I needed a ride, so yeah, at that point.
Hey, you said before we left, you said that a lot of people coming up paying cash. What I heard was a story yesterday is they came up and they paid cash. Oh boy, but their mortgage then became like $1,200 a month because of insurance.
Oh yeah,
and I didn't even count into electricity or whatever, but just the insurance had gone up to over $1,000.
3 or 4 months ago, maybe five now. But anyway, I had a $1 million home in escrow, $1.1 million from $1.15 million from people from Pleasanton, and they were going to buy this house, keep theirs down below, and make sure they wanted to be here. And so anyway, we put it in escrow, and then after about a week, I get a call, and they said, well, wait a minute. Even if we were to pay cash for this house, between taxes, insurance, and utilities, and yard work, because it was 3 acres and landscaped, it was going to be close to $3,000, and that's without a mortgage. So they thought, wait a minute, I think we're going to have to rethink this. So they backed out. But the insurance was over $10,000 a year. And then you figure taxes on that, you're at $1,000 a month on that. And then, you know, a home like that, the utilities are going to run $600 or $700. And then gardening. Then you a lot of times have a gate fee or you have this or that. You know, you have a free.
All of a sudden you have a $3,000
free and clear house that you're spending over $100 a day on. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and then PG&E, in their infinite wisdom, is just raising their rates willy-nilly. They're burying, we're going to bury our line so we won't have this problem. Oh, by the way, that's going to cost you another $50 a month for everybody.
Well, I think PG&E is mostly.
I just made up that figure, PG&E is. You have nothing to say about it.
City of Reading, you probably got it in the mail that they want to raise all the utility rates. Sewer.
We're going to have our review on next week, and the one thing we can say though is the rates are still a lot lower than PG&E, and the lights stay on.
Well, and I think this increases. The utilities other than electricity.
Yeah, it's not electricity.
Right.
It's water, sewers. Yeah. And all. Yeah. Well, they came through and they replaced, first of all, they resurfaced our street and it was beautiful. And then with all the nice lighting, you could play, billiards on the street. Came through and put in all the new sewers and all the new, hooking them up to the houses. And they were just, so the street, well, as we know, it's on Placer and off of that, and had that thing torn up. And they every so often they still go out there, and I can't figure out what that is. But our sewer system dates back over 100 years with the old one of those old clay pipes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Not good.
Garden Track is a good example of that, where the city takes care of the mains, but the laterals are the property owner's cost and expense. So. We have a separate form if you're buying a house in the Garden Track to check on that. Has that been done? Because if it hasn't been done, it'll need to be done before long.
Yeah.
And that's $12,000-$15,000 now. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
certainly
a surprise.
Affects the purchase. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, not only do you need to replace your hookup, but look at your roof.
Well, roofing products have gone up and up.
Yeah.
Used to be $12,000 for a roof, and now it's $25,000 or more. Same house.
So how's the real estate market here, though?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, again, when you talk about these rates hitting 8%, it does two things, as we talked about before. It hurts the demand, but the other part is the supply is staying low. So we're at 45 homes on the MLS this morning. We're flat.
That's all of Shasta County and part of Tehama?
Yeah, that's our entire MLS. So, yeah, okay. Shasta, Little Tehama. But we've been in the mid sixes now for months.
Oh, it's been that long.
And so
I remember back when it was 300 during COVID,
during the peak. So it's come up to six, but it's plateaued.
Okay.
So what was the statistic? 90% of homeowners in the United States have a mortgage below 5%. 80% of those have one below 4% interest rate. So people don't want to get out of a 3% interest rate. Or a
2.7
and go to an 8. And so they're not putting their homes on the market. Then deal with insurance, then deal with everything else. So you're also seeing people not put their homes on the market. And we're not building new homes, not very many. So as a result, the market is kind of staying flat. There's not a lot of inventory for the same exact reason. Now, had we gone up gradually, that would have been different. But we went up rapidly.
Yeah. Yeah,
and this is nationwide. I've been traveling the last 10 days, and I always get the real estate magazines and read the newspaper. And it's the same. There's a housing shortage. But, the people that live in existing homes may want to downsize. They may want to upsize. But they're not going to trade that 2.5 for an 8. And that's so the inventory remains low and prices remain high.
And to give you an idea, average home in Reading – as of last month, was at about 430. That's the value.
Okay.
So say you're going to buy that, an average house, and you're going to borrow $300,000. $300,000 mortgage at 8%. It's going to be about $2,000 a month. Now, back when it was 3%, you'd have been able to borrow $525.
And that doesn't count your taxes or your insurance on that. So
same $2,000 a month pure mortgage payment would get you $300 now, would have gotten you $525 back then.
Mm. Back when.
So instead of buying a house for $380, $400.
Three or 4 years ago, that's when we refinanced back then when the rates were like that. So right now, we couldn't buy our house.
You know, it's funny. It's kind of a vicious circle in that those that want to buy a house are being priced out. with these rates. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they're going to have to rent. So those with money are buying homes and renting them, and it's driving rents higher. Mm-hmm. And because they can't afford to buy, and yet, you know, the landlords continue to buy some of that inventory, so that inventory remains low. And, you know, in a lot of areas, you know, San Diego, and, you know, $4,000 a month rent for, you know, one bedroom. And, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
But they can't afford to buy either.
They can't afford to buy, but they can afford $4,000 for a one-bedroom or two-bedroom place in San Diego. But they can't qualify to buy a home the same size.
What's interesting is you're seeing large companies either construct apartments or buy. I know over in Tahoe, I've been following where, you know, some of the large employers over there are buying some of the older motels, and it's for employee housing.
For employees over there.
So they don't have to commute.
I think I read something like that.
Yeah. But the point you bring up about San Diego is a good one, is that people, you know, there's a joke that I've seen now about four or five times that says, hey, I'm trying to convince my bank that I can afford a $1,500 a month mortgage when I'm paying $2,500 a month in rent.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, people are paying huge amounts for rent, but yet can't get a loan.
Well,
we got to take a quick break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice since I've moved to Redding. I've never had a bad haircut there. I really like the people. It's veteran owned. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. I can run by an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Or if I'm just driving by and there's an opening, I'll just plop down there. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 20th of October, 8:35 in the morning, and we're here with House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton. Good morning, gentlemen.
Top of the morning.
Good
and
morning.
We're talking about all this good news around here. The interest rates just went up over 8%. There's probably going to be another bump, at least one. Hopefully, they just one's enough. And the whole idea is to slow down the economy and make things harder on us, for reasons unknown to me. But that's not unusual for things unknown to me. So, what do you tell people? Oh, yeah, we were talking about how people can spend $3,000 on rent, but yet can't get a loan where their loan payment would be $2,000. Why is that? Is that because of credit or
yes, the interest rates are higher. But what the Federal Reserve has done is it's not just so much the increase. It's not only the increase in rates. So they've also put pressure on the large institutional, quasi-governmental, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, these others, HUD that handles FHA, the VA loans, everybody, to also tighten the credit standards. So when you go in for a loan, it's not just, hey, here's my credit score, but what's your income level? How well can you document it? The condition of the property, the specific things on your credit report. It's a complicated process. So they've tightened those standards. And in doing that, there are people that may income-wise still be able to afford that payment on paper, but they can't meet some of the other conditions. When that occurs, that's when you have – They don't qualify. So it's difficult right now on the lending side. Nobody's refinancing. Obviously, there are very, very few people are refinancing. And even trying to get the purchase loans is hard.
Yeah, I think I'll refinance and raise my rate 6%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me ask a question here. I just saw where the governor in the state is going to invest in all these small homes. And they just passed a law that said churches and other areas that have vacant property, you can skip CEQA, you can skip everything and put up these small houses for homeless. In our inventory here, we've got a certain number of them. I think it could be up to 400 houses in Redding now under the short-term rental plan. Do you see a point where they say, well, we need those houses back in the inventory for selling? Do you think that would ever happen? Can you force that into happening?
You know, we're not getting any building or much building, and that's a real issue. But products are so high. You know, and if you open the newspaper, the auto workers are striking. You know, the writers in Hollywood were striking. Now the actors. If you work at McDonald's after April 1st, you get $20 an hour. So, you know, where's that end? If everybody's going to make more money, prices certainly aren't going to go down.
No.
You know, when it comes to renting versus buying, if you're buying, there's certain ratios that come into effect. The banks will not loan above a certain percentage of your gross salary. And in some, there are some exceptions, but the problem is that, you know, if you're renting and you don't pay, they can evict you. If you own the house and you're not paying, then does the bank, you know, go through the foreclosure process, do the whole thing? It's expensive, costs money, and whatever. Mm-hmm. So do you want to, you know, do you want to do that with, you know, and these people have no skin in the game and let them do that? So, you know, the banks are hesitant. Back prior to 2006, if you had a pulse, you could get a loan.
Some people without one.
Yeah.
You which know, was one of the problems.
And now they want to know your blood type. I mean, that's the difference.
I mean, your scars.
Yeah, get that scar.
Well, it's a long story.
So the paperwork, just going into the bank or anything that you're doing today, probably in the last 10 years, because of all of the legalities, it feels like it's tripled in size with the little yellow tabs that you have to sign and initial.
Oh, yeah.
I just opened another account the other day, and it was there were so many more.
A checking account.
If you
bought real estate and you go into the title company to sign, that loan package can have well over 100 pages, and a lot of it's redundant. But, I mean, they cover every item. And, you know, I remember 40 years ago, a land contract was one page. Now it's probably 16 with 10 disclosures. I mean, it's just, But the loan process is not easy.
It takes a tree to sell a house.
Yeah.
It really does.
It takes a tree to sell. I like that.
The motto in real estate is there's always one more thing to sign.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
And here's the bad thing about it is if there's so many disclosures in all of this, I guarantee you, you've probably got one client out of 100 that even understands that.
Yes. Everything. Yeah,
because you trust your realtor. I'm sorry, but you trust your realtor.
Yeah, yeah.
And
your doctor. You're going to them for the expertise of knowing the insides, what is happening, the current restrictions, the current standard, and it does change. I mean, wouldn't you say even in the last 6 months, it's changed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and the repairs are a big deal right now.
Oh, yeah.
So these numbers, we're up 2.3%, we're down 1.7%. That you can't quantify within that margin of error right now because you can't account for all the repairs. There's two real main parts of negotiation in the contract. Getting the offer and putting the actual, doing counter offers and getting it together. Then it's after inspections, then you work on repairs. But you're right, Lynn, in terms of knowing these things, it's like the garden tract. You've got a new agent that doesn't know anything about this. They're not going to know about the sewer laterals in the garden track and the issue with them, where the jurisdiction ends, what's the cities, what's not. And it's very hard to check all that out. I mean, you've got these disclosures that have you say everything from, you know, is it errant golf balls if you're on a golf course to my favorite is the home located within 1 mile of a current or former military ordnance zone. In other words, is it on a bomb range?
You know, if you lived in Hurlong, that might be an issue.
That's where it came from.
Well, you know, Linda and I had this wild hair that we had that, hey, you know what? We should get some land and put a place up on it. So we found this perfect spot and called Cameron.
We love the land.
Yes. It's right on the – oh, it's a decent price.
Please.
And then Cameron calls me back, 15 minutes later, and he goes, yeah, it is beautiful. Unfortunately, it's in the floodplain.
100%.
And you will never be able to put a septic in there. No. You won't be able to do anything. And it was like, oh. So
My boss probably doesn't want to hear that I talked you out of the sale, but at the same time – we're not going to get you into something that
bought a house in a floodplain that got flooded, and my real estate agent didn't say anything because he didn't know.
Well, and the source of the disclosures, I forget the name of the case.
And that was years and years ago. It wasn't here.
There was a case back when I think it was in Southern California, and it was where all these disclosures, the real base court case where they come from, there was a house on a hillside. And both agents knew that it was prone to sliding, that earth movement could occur, soil movement could occur. They both knew about it. They knew it was prevalent for the area. They saw cracks. They didn't tell the buyer, and half the house slid down the hillside. And she sued and won.
Well, we went on a vacation with your parents a couple of years ago.
To Trinidad.
And that's what we saw where the waves had come in, but then the hillside had collapsed, and you saw a couple of houses that had gone down that hillside. And then you saw other houses on that hillside, and you were just wondering
Trinidad. That was in where they had that horrible storm in Capitola.
Capitola.
It completely changed the whole front.
Oh, it did. The whole
And, of course, we VRBO'd it, and the people we went through or the rental agency we went through didn't really express to us the damage that where we were staying. Yeah. We couldn't walk on the rocks. And anyway, so the beach, you know, was still beautiful. You try to take it for what it is and have a heart.
But the homes, you could see where they
Ocean had come in on that area there.
Gone through the houses on the beach. And filled them full of sand.
I think Pacifica, South San Francisco had erosion on those cliffs and whatever, and half a dozen homes went down. That was recently. But, you know, here in Redding, and I remember years ago when they were building some of the office buildings up on the Red Banks, and they were 25 feet from the, you know, and that was an issue. They had to get geologists and engineers to say, okay, this isn't going to happen. You know, well, it's hard to get anybody to promise anything that won't happen.
How can you know?
Yeah,
I mean, all of a sudden you get a month of rain and then some bad storms.
Yeah.
How can you tell?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it'll ruin your whole day.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Explore the wonder and science of wintry landscapes at Turtle Bay's newest museum exhibition, Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact, on display September 16th through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. This exhibit dives deep into the environment, culture, adaptations, and sciences all about snow as a valuable resource. Great for all ages. Snow. Tiny Crystals, Global Impact is presented by Carolina Giramonte in memory of Nick L. and Claudia Giramonte. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Just keep your eyes on me.
Wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment on the last day of the week. Another grueling 2 hours. Just, you know, it exhausts us, you know, drains us, but not with this group.
You didn't look drained a minute ago. Yeah, that dancing was pretty...
Yeah. You know what? They asked me if I wanted to dance with the stars again this year, and I gave it a lot of thought, about 2 seconds, and said, well, you know what? I think it's time for the younger generation to jump in.
Well, you were a champion, so they're going to be back, I think, the champions and some of the people.
I got the judge's choice. The big thing is your partner,
Kathy Babcock,
and finding the dance that works for you. For me, it's linear. It's the tango. You go in straight lines. You make abrupt turns, and you do these things.
And you lifted her, and I had nothing to do with it. I didn't want to see anything before.
What you were doing is running up and down the aisle screaming. I was so
excited that you did that. He actually bought jazz flats.
You did well. I think I attended that year.
Yeah.
And I've been asked a couple of times, but what I lack in rhythm, I make up for in enthusiasm, which doesn't do well on stage.
Well, I don't agree with that because this is probably in my 14th year because I was actually from the inception of Dancing with the Stars Shasta County style, and then there was a couple years with COVID, so this is the final. This will be the final time.
You're going to be judging.
And judging. But so I've seen people who that's what's the beauty about bringing in the pros because they can do a lot with somebody who can't really super dance, but they can move. Their enthusiasm is there because we all know it's a fundraiser. And so I've seen people very, very bravely go out there and execute it and do a great job. And we all have a heart into seeing them put themselves on the line.
Thanking the Lord that we're not up there.
Okay. I could change your mind on that, Linda, I promise. Yeah. I think it was at my aunt's wedding, my dead sister here, and nobody was dancing with her. Her husband wouldn't dance, or, you know, the groom, everything. I said, I'll dance with you. Let's go. I think we'd been out there about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and finally she says, listen, Cam, do you want me to lead? So, yeah, I'm really not that good at it. But speaking of family and announcements, too, I need to make sure, being the last segment here, that it was actually Dad's birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? That's 69th. Congratulations.
Thank you. I caught up with Carl.
69th birthday. So that's what I'm supposed to say, right, Dad?
My 6th anniversary.
Yeah, okay.
And holding.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a I can say it because I'm there that it's a number. And it's how you feel. It's what you do. I still get on horses that are a little rambunctious. Not that I knew they're rambunctious when I got on them. But once you're in there, what are you going to do?
I still go on the gun range. How's your insurance? Teach big classes of people who have never shot before, that's huge.
We had a blind guy we put through.
Yeah.
It was a bachelor's party, but he did not get his CCW, but we had him on target. It was really good. Yeah. So anyway, it's going back to real estate here. So the prices are staying about the same, but the interest rates just went up again. The inventory is,
you know, surprisingly, there's still plenty of activity.
And, yeah, I was going to ask that.
You know, we're having some commercial things move. I listed a building on Churn Creek here just recently. 7,000-8,000 feet or whatever, but we sold it within 10 days, which is unusual. But anyway, there's buyers out there.
We're closing one today.
Yeah, and this is it's an owner carry for up to 3 years.
Ooh, that's
which gives them some time.
Right.
If rates drop and whatever, they can refinance. And so, it worked for the sellers. And so, you know, it's like variable rate loans. There's a lot of different things that people are creating now to try and, you know, put sales together.
Rate buy downs too.
There was this couple.
Yeah, the rate buy downs by the seller.
Yeah.
And when I was in Trinidad over the weekend, I know that's a different market, but some people say real estate is real estate wherever you are. And this couple had put their house on the market, didn't sell, so they took it off. A woman walked up to their house, knocked on the door. This is after it was off the market, and offered them, I think they had it on the market for whatever, 6 or 7, came up and said, I will give you $1 million. She just wanted that. She spotted the house, wanted the house. It's on the corner lot, you know, in Trinidad there. And then let them stay there rent free for, I think, a couple months. So they were just all of a sudden, okay, you know, let's do this. So we were talking about that. We walked by the house. We saw the woman in the house, and I thought, well, those things do happen when somebody decides, I'm going to be here. They have the cash. They can make these things happen. And you're seeing this in our market now.
Press hard. There's four copies. That's what I would have told them. Just, yeah, done deal.
Well, if you find somebody that wants our house for that much money, you just bring them by there, buddy. Yeah.
Everything's for sale if the price is right.
Right. Ooh, yeah. You got it. Yeah. Hey, Cameron, you said on the board for the riverfront.
Yeah, the riverfront
of the 20
specific plan update. Yeah.
What's the latest on that?
So there's another meeting on Monday night at 5:30.
And these are open, by the way, my friends, to the public.
To the public.
So it's probably behooves you to go there and just to see what's going on with it.
So this is an early part of the community engagement process. They formed what they call a community coalition. So there's 20 people on it, different stakeholders in the area, citizens, property owners, leaseholders within, you know, the chamber, EDC, various entities that are on the panel. And really this is to come up with a vision statement and to get some broad strokes of what the plan ought to look like. They'll get into more specifics and more community engagement as it goes down through the process over the next several months. But the other part, too, is you can't make it down on Monday night at 5:30. It is live streamed. So you can watch it from home, and you can also go back and watch the archive video.
Okay, and that's at the City of Reading.
City Council Chambers, not in the chambers, but to the right is the community room.
Right, but right I mean, to go see it, it's
the City Hall.
City of Reading, and you can plug into their video.
That's it.
That's going on. Yeah, because, was Kutris there?
Yes.
He's one of it, because he owns that. A big portion of this.
Yeah, he's on there. There's some business owners on Park Marina that are there, some other property owners, Kutris Tract residents, Garden Tract residents. Let's see, and a number of the holders on the north end of 44. So Advance Reading runs the Civic, McConnell Foundation, Turtle Bay / Sheridan, Rodeo Association. I'm there representing the Asphalt Cowboys. Have a business owner as well there that's on the north side. Have I'm trying to think everybody got chamber, EDC. There's some tribal representatives, one from the Reading Rancheria, the other one from the Northern California Wintu. Mm-hmm. Environmentals, one from the Audubon Society. So there's a number of different, there's a planning commissioner, community services commissioner. So it's a broad group.
Do you see that land ever being sold?
I hope not. I really, truly hope it's never sold. To have that in public hands is unbelievable that ever even happened, let alone stayed that long. I hope they never sell it. And frankly, I think it's one of those where really the majority of Reading residents, even if there was a sale, would probably go to the ballot and say no.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you know, to privatize that makes no sense. I mean, I had a problem when they bought the 9 acres, sold the 9 acres, you know, mm-hmm. down there. I mean, I don't think they should have done that. Do long-term land leases.
Okay, so final thoughts here. We got a couple minutes about our real estate, and how do we get a hold of House of Realty?
House of Realty.
530, I hate having to say that, 241-8300 or houseofrealty.com. But yeah,
give us Placer Street, right there at Placer and what is that?
Oregon and Court. Yeah, Oregon. We're waiting for the pavement, like you are for the on Placer there. So I hear there's going to be a class action dental suit for all the teeth that have been rattled out of our heads from driving up and down Placer.
Gosh, yeah. What can I say?
My apologies to the streets director. He and I have talked about this, but yeah, I think it's.
You might ask the streets director next time you talk to him, and the guys that were tearing up the streets were following the guys that were laying the streets, you know, asphalting the streets, and they were on the other end of the street, and they were getting ready to tear up one end of the street, and he goes, why didn't you guys just wait until we're finished here? Well, that's under a different contract.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
God, that was just...
I took the folks up to Tamarack Lake a couple of weeks ago, went up there camping and got on some heavy dirt roads up in the Shasta Trinity Divide. And Dad said, well, how bad's the road up there? I said, it's a gravel, rocky, dirt road. It's almost as bad as Placer.
Yeah. Well, that where they've been storing their equipment and materials between Sacramento and south on Oregon, I think once this is done, the city should open an alignment and tire shop. And anybody that's traveled more than 100 times on Placer should get some new tires and free alignment.
At least the alignment, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you so much for coming
thank
in
you
today.
Guys.
We appreciate you all so much.
Thank you.
And everybody, there's so much going on this weekend. I can't even go through it again. But, of course, the Dancing with the Stars tomorrow, there's still some tickets left.
Give us a call, 605-4567. Christina's standing by. We'll put your name at will call.